Okay, we are up to Simon Tof Chof Hey Dine Rosh Chodesh Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. We are in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah. We did not even finish the first few Mishnah Berurahs. We're up to Dalet. Okay, we had a long discussion yesterday about saying Kaddish on 2 Sifrei Torah or 3 Sifrei Torah. Fascinating idea. Next time you have 3 Sifrei Torah, talk to the Gabbai, talk to the Rabbi. Do you bring back the first Sefer Torah and put it on the Bima? We're up to Simon, page 570. 570, Sifkaton Dalit. And I just want you to remember what it says, so Yo'im Echatzi Kaddish al Shnehem, on both of them. That seems to have a Freudian slip from Chavetz Chaim, that the Kaddish is on the... So you were here yesterday? We discussed yesterday the issue on, let's say, on when you have 3 Sifrei Torah, and you say Chatzi Kaddish after you finish the second Sifrei, before you say the third Sifrei Torah. Do you bring back to the Bima the first Sifrei Torah? So the Luach says you don't. And the Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Parsha Chodesh Mashma, you don't. But there are minhagim, as mentioned, Rav Tuvia Goldstein. I know a Talmud of Rav Tuvia Goldstein, and he says that he made a very big issue over this with his Talmidim. He remembers one year where you bring back, before you say the Chatzi Kaddish, you bring back to the Bima the first Sefer Torah. So when you say Chatzi Kaddish, you have to have on the Bima 3 Sefer Torah. Think about Simchas Torah. You lay in Chosim Torah, you do Harav Galila. Yeah. You learn Chosin Bereshis. What do you do when you finish learning Chosin Bereshis? You say Chatzi Kaddish. Before you say Chatzi Kaddish, what do you do? You first put on the Bima the third Sefer Torah, the Maftir. Right? You finish Chosin Bereshis. You then begin to say Chatzi Kaddish. Before you say Chatzi, you put on the Bima the Maftir. Do you bring back to the Bima also the first Sefer Torah and have all three lying on the Bima before you say Chatzi Kaddish? So Luach says you don't. It's only 2 and 3. But we mentioned in this Mishnah Berurah, it says you bring Eitzel v'sheni kari manichin sefer Torah Eitzel rishon v'oimer chatzi kaddish al shneim. So I mentioned to you that the words al shneim here is simply superfluous. All of the Mishnah Berurah should have said was manichin sefer Torah al Eitzel sefer rishon v'oimer chatzi kaddish. Period. What is he saying al shneihem? Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate that the Chatzi Kaddish is set on the Sifrei Torah that you've lain from. So that has to go to Mashmos. All of the Sifrei Torah which you lain from on that day, you really, they deserve the Kaddish. And you should present them. They should be in front of you on the Bima before you say the Kaddish. Again, this is something which is, I just wanted to bring out that point that it's not done. Rav Tuvia Goldstein held that that's the way it should be. And I mentioned also that this person, he found the Machzor, an old Machzor, where it says explicitly that you should bring back the third Sefer Torah and put on the Bima before you say the Chatzi Kaddish. Okay, let's go for a Dalet. Maftidim Hashman Kisi, Adapt Sifkan Dalet. On Rosh Chodesh, we say we're Maftir from Yeshaya, the last Perek in Yeshaya. Because the last part of the Chodesh B'Chodesho, I'm on page 570. I'm Sifkat and Dalet. Sifkat Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah. On Rosh Chodesh, what do we lay from? We lay, what is the Haftarah? We do not lay the Haftarah of the Parashash HaShavua, but we lay in Hashemayim Kisi, which is the last parak in Yeshaya, because it says there in the last part of the Chodesh B'Chodesho, in the Shabbos B'Shabbato, that it will be when Mashiach comes, everyone will come to the, there'll be a chiv of Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Chodesh, just like there's an Aliyah L'Regel B'zman Shabbos Haim L'Sheikayim Sholosh Pan Mashan Yerichol Zichor Yuchas Teshem L'Kecha. When Mashiach comes, there's going to be a fourth time you'll be required to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and that is on Rosh Chodesh. And what about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? You'll come twice. You'll come for Shachris, you'll come back for Mincha. How will you get there? There'll be clouds. There'll be a shuttle cloud that will take you back and forth to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says in the Medrash. Maftir Mashram Kisi Shasham is coming in Rosh Chodesh. Vim Shachach Vukara Bahaftar Shal Shavua Kariach Rashram Kisi. This happens. Sometimes you make a mistake in Shul. I've seen this happen in small basement minyanim. I have a tendency to end up in one of those type of minyanim. And not at all time do they know the halacha. And in the end, no one's paying attention. And someone just gets up to lane. I've even been in places, in choshu places, where, you know, they don't. they give the person the Haftarah and they tell him, you're getting maftir. And the Gabbai assumes that the one that's getting maftir, he knows what the Haftarah is. And then it happens, he starts reading, and right away they start screaming, no, you're reading the wrong Haftarah. And it happens, even in a chashuv place. A good Gabbai, you cannot take anything for granted. Zero. Anything for granted. I used to be a Gabbai, okay, on a Friday night minion only. Only was the Gabbai. So the minog was in that place where we davened is that they made kiddush. Not every shul makes kiddush Friday night. So I always made it my business. And the custom was then. This is in the early days. Then it changed. But the custom was that the one that davened for the amud, the one that davened, would make kiddush.
Usually the shamus did.
Right, the shah. Right. So it depends. Like, yeah, so this was like only in the summertime. This minion, and they ultimately changed. And then I was like the shamus. I always made the kiddush. But in the beginning, so I always made a note of telling him you start from savri. Because you tell a guy, first of all, most people when they daven the whole year, in most shuls today, they don't make kiddush. So then all of a sudden you make kiddush. Okay, I come here, they make kiddush, but you don't remember, do you start vayher vayvoker? Do you start from Baruch Priya Gofen? So it happened a few times, you daven, they don't even know they make kiddush. No, you make kiddush. Now they make kiddush. You tell the person, you start from Savrita. Some people get insulted. Do you think I'm such an Am HaAretz? I don't know that you start from Savri? Well, yeah, I do. But I can't take anything for granted. You have to tell them exactly where you start from and give them a sitter and point to the place. You get into a routine, and that's a very big yesod of being a good Gabbai. Yeah?
No, I would just...
He's the Gabbai. Now let's say that here we are just going into this thing over here. You read the Haftarah, you make a mistake. So you make a mistake and you read the Haftarah of the wrong of the parasha, not of Hashem Kisi. So no problem. Just after you finish learning that Haftarah, just now read Hashem Kisi. This could happen. You remember that you've learned the wrong Haftarah after you already finished the brachos. Then you should learn the Haftarah, but do not make another bracha. Let's see dirshu number 3, 4, and 5. A lot of dirshu. Number 3. Vafilu belel rosh. Number. So this we have to turn to the back.
No, it's on.
It's on there.
The left side.
On the left side.
The left side of the left side. That feel below Rosh Chodesh Shemshach Yalav Yavah. That's Yalav Yavah. That's going the previous siman. That's Yalav Yavah. That's the previous. That's the previous. That's Tov Chav Dalet. So you got to turn to page 46.
Excuse me. Are you still on page 570?
No, we're now in the back.
Where are you?
Calm down. Don't worry about it. Door. The back of the book. All the way in the back.
Page before the end.
All the way in the back. No, you're in the wrong part of the book. Go to the back of the book. Take the book. Turn to the back.
Hopefully?
Yeah. He'll show you. Page 46. Tafkav, it's number 3. Okay.
46.
It's page 47. I'm sorry, it's not page 47. It's page 47. It goes all the way to page 47. Page 47, number 3. Okay, over Birchas Haftarah b'Shabbes Rosh Chodesh Kasher Shulchan Aruch Shulay Maskrim Rosh Chodesh. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the brachos. When do we mention Me'in Hamorah on Yom Tif, and when else? Which Chol HaMoed? That's the difference between Chol HaMoed Sukkot, Chol HaMoed Pesach. So Chol HaMoed, which one do we don't remember? Which one do we mention the Yom Tov? Chol HaMoed
Sukkot.
You mentioned because of the Karbanos.
The Karbanos are changing.
So since we're going to do it every single day, so only on Sukkot Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot do you mention Sukkot? But Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, you do not mention Pesach. But on the Shalosh Shukom, of course, you do mention Gehazmanim. What about Rosh Chodesh? Do you add into the brachos of Rosh Chodesh Mekad? Kadesh Yisrov Yazmanim? So the answer is no. Or Beruchas Avtar Barshabas Shchodesh Kasher Shochanoch Leel Shaloi Maskinim Shchodesh Rebeah Mishnebura Sham Why? Shen Kriyas Avtar Machmas Shchodesh Ela Machmas Hashabas. Because the reason why you're learning the Haftarah today is not because of Rosh Chodesh, it's because today is Shabbos, and the Takana to lay the Haftarah is because of Shabbos. So it just happens to be that being that it's Rosh Chodesh, we'll be very generous. We will give a different Haftarah, but not different brachos. Okay, number four. Uvetam hadavah shekodim shemasim lekoyah shvam kisi in etzach lachsul lebech brachas Haftarah. What happens if you make a mistake and you lay in the wrong Haftarah, and now you finish the wrong Haftarah, but you did not yet can make the bracha sacharoina, you do not make, so you just immediately begin to say the bracha hashmaim kisi, and you do not need to repeat the brachas. Why is not called a hefsek? Because of Sharifayim, Sharifayim, Shakari, he may ain't a pashu, lechay, nechsheva, siki, kri. It's not a hefsek, because you really did not do anything wrong. Since what you did lane is shaykh to the parsha, it's not considered a hefsek, because you did fulfill to some degree the requirement of the Haftarah. The Mela, there's no need now to make a new bracha before you read Hashemayim Kisi. Number five, the af, and this, Gabiem, Sabrachas, Haftarah, Shakara, Haftarah, Loy, Nechayna, Kasagon, Rechem, Kenevsky, Shalachor, Yisayim es kol habrachos. The acher kach yikres haftarah hanuchan. It's an incredible chiddush what he says.
You shouldn't just stop there.
Don't stop in the middle. Finish the haftarah that you've lained with the brachos. An incredible chiddush. Incredible, because normally when people start, you know, we're really. I don't know. It doesn't.
How often does it happen?
It happens. I mean, you just say one. You just start one pasuk. You're ready in the middle. In this kind, the ems. Oh, no, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, I didn't read. I'm sorry. No. Look what it says here, in the middle of the brachos. I'm sorry. If you are in the middle of the brachos, I'm sorry. If you're in the middle of the haftarah, then of course you stop in the middle, and you right away begin to say Hashemayim Kissi. Look what it says here. V'yafnisa b'emes b'emsa brachos haftarah. There are five brachos at the end. There are four brachos at the end. After you finish the haftarah, you make it. So let's say you're in the middle of the brachos. Middle of the bracha, you remember, wait a minute, I read the wrong haftarah, so don't stop in the middle, finish all of the brachos, and then read the correct haftarah without a bracha. The af in this kabi em sabrachos haftarah shakosh haftarah shlonachoyna kosagon rechavinievsky shalachoyra yisayim es kol habrachos the achar kach yikor es haftarah hanachoyna. Okay, back to the Mishnah Brura.
I'm getting back to the original question.
Yeah.
They started reading. The wrong
Haftarah. Yeah.
They read Art Sukkot.
Yeah.
You stop.
You stop in the middle of the Haftarah and you begin to read Hashemayim Kisi. Correct. Okay. Now, let's go to back to the Mishnah Berurah. We're up to the fourth line in the middle of the parentheses. Okay. We're up to page 570. Go back to page 570. And we're up to the fourth line. In the parentheses, the Amaskir Shal Rosh Chodesh Ayin Le'el Simen Reish Pedal Sibes. That's what we just learned in the Mishnah Brura, that we do not mention Rosh Chodesh when we recite the Barachos of the Haftarah. Because the reason why we're saying Haftarah is not because of Rosh Chodesh, it's because of Shabbos. Chutz Me Rosh Chodesh El. Now we're going back to Hashemayim Kisi. Okay, now we're going back to the beginning of the Halacha, that even though we generally say Hashemayim Kisi, this happened this past year. Chutz me Rosh Chodesh Elul Shechalias B'Shabbos Shemaftirin Anias Soyara. This was a very big dilemma. Many shuls got very confused this past summer. This past summer, Rosh Chodesh El, end of the summer, Rosh Chodesh El was on Shabbos. It was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Ato Yetzarta. So the question is, do you lay in the Haftarah of Hashemayim Kisi, or do you lay in the Haftarah of Parshas, what was Parshas Re'eh? Parshas Re'eh, which was Aniyah Soyara in Yeshaya. Why would you think it should be an exception? Because Aniyah Soyara is Zayin Dinechemta. After Tisha B'Av, there are 7 weeks, and we learn 7 Haftarah, 7 Nechama. So if you're going to skip Aniyah Soyara and read Hashemayim Kisi, you're not going to have your Zayin Dinechemta. So the Mechaber Minik Svard is Does the Minhag Sfarad is no? Do not read Hashamayim Kisi. It's more important to read the Zayin D'Nechemta than to read Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Hagah, but V'yesham. This is probably where most of us did Minhag Ashkenaz is V'yeshamim Hashamayim Kisi. V'chei Noyhagim B'Medina is Edu. That's what it said. Doing the Luach. That's the Minhag. That's what you do. You read. You are mafsik. Now the question is: so you lost out. You make it up. When do you make it up? The next week. You make it up the next week. Parashas Kiseitze, because Parashas Kiseitze is the first half of that same parak, and the second half of that parak is Ani Asara. So basically, the next week in Parashas Kiseitze, you lay a double haftarah. The haftarah of Kiseitze plus the haftarah of Parashas Re'eh. And when else do you relay the entire parak? Parashas Noach. Parshas Noach, you learn the entire parak from beginning to end. So what you're doing in Parshas Noach is equivalent to what Ashkenaz does in the year when Rosh Chodesh Elul is on Shabbos. Because when Rosh Chodesh Elul is not on Shabbos, then you take that parak and you break it into two parts. The first half is said Parshas Kiseitze. The second half is said the week before Parshas Re'eh. But when Parshas Re'eh is Rosh Chodesh, so then you say Minigashkenaz Hashmayim Kisi, and Parshas Kiseitze you read the entire parak, the double of Torah, both together. Avol Rosh Chodesh Av Shechalias B'Shabbes. What about Rosh Chodesh Av Shechalias B'Shabbes? So then it is Shabbos. It's the first of. There's also a very
3 weeks.
The first of 3 weeks, you have Gimel de Paranusa, then Maftirin Shimu. So then there are different opinions. One opinion is you lain Shimu from Yirmiyah, which is the first of the Gimel de Paranusa, or the second of Shimu, second one. The Yeshom, some say no Hashmaim Kisi, v'chein ikar b'mokam sheminin dikar is to lay no even Hashmaim Kisi. No, even then when Rosh Chodesh Av is Rosh Chodesh Av is Rosh Chodesh. You lain Hashemayim Kisu. When then do you lain Shemu? You back it up. Everything gets backed up 1 week. If I'm not mistaken, it's better. Let's see. V'im era Rosh Chodesh bi'arba parshios. What happens if Rosh Chodesh falls out to Shabbos Hachodesh? So Shabbos HaChodesh can be Rosh Chodesh. Maftim Mishal Parsha, you do not lain Hashamayim Kisi. That's the only time where it's etched in stone, according to all opinions, that Rosh Chodesh is out. Hashamayim Kisi will not be read during the Dalid Parshas. So Dal Parsh can only happen when? Shabbos HaChodesh. And Shkolim also?
Uh-huh.
So Shkolim and Shabbos HaChodesh can be Rosh Chodesh. So those two, you will not lay Hashamayim Kisi. But when it comes to Zayin D'Nechemta and Gimel D'Paranusa, the weeks before Chodesh Chodesh Av, then we have Chiluk Ideos, different opinions, what to do. And the Mishneh Berurah says, the Ramah says, you should lain Hashamayim Kisi and push away the Zayin D'Nechemta and push away the Gimel De Paranusa. Okay, let's see the Mishneh Berurah. Hey, starting with Hey. Shemaftim Naniyah. The Mechaber says you should, the diet in the Mechaber is more important. Because the truth is, if you go, there is also a mention Ani Menachemchem. Ani, I'm in the Mishneh Berurah. Don't worry, if you don't feel, just listen. No, it's Vav. I'm Vav in the Mishneh Berurah. According to why the Mishneh Berurah here is providing a solution, the reason why it's not so terrible to lay in Hashmayim Kisi on Zayin D'Nechemta is because it says in the perek, the last perek of Yeshaya, it says Ani Menachemchem, I will give you comfort. So you're not losing out on the Chama, even though it's not what we hadn't planned. We hadn't planned to lay in Aniya Soyara, which has more Nechama, but even the perek of Hashmayim Kisi also does make mention portion of Nechama. So you're getting both. You get the last pasuk of Vayimini Chodesh B'Chodesh Min Shabbos B'Shabbato, and you're also getting a pasuk of Nechama. So it's not so terrible. You're not really losing out. Zayin V'Chei Noyhagim, and that is the Minig Ashkenaz is to Lein Hashamayim Kisi. We push away Zayin D'Nechemta V'Chos Rachavayim the Aval Pichein Ein L'Dalik Achas M'Shem D'Nechemta V'Al Kain. So what do you do? Like we did this past year. What we do this past year is that you lay in the next week Parshas Kiseitze, you lay in double Kishayaftiru b'Parshas Seitze Roni Akara Yisayim Gam Baniya Soyara Hakisuva Achareha. Okay, then he goes on to say, what about a place? What about the Gimel Di Paranusa when Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal Lihiyos B'Shabbes? What do we do then? So there are two minhagim. One minhag is you lay in Shimu, you lay in from Yirmiyah, and one minhag is no, that you lay in, even then you lay in Hashemayim Kisi. And the Mishnah Berurah says the best thing to do is to lay in Hashemayim Kisi when Rosh Chodesh Av is on Shabbos. Then that's the best thing to do, and that's what you should do in a place where there is a minhag v'chein igib mokam shein minhag v'ayin b'abir agro shadochas v'azo me'alocha pasak. Let's see Dirshu on page 47. Page 47. In the back on page 47, number 6. Okay, number 6. V'im toha v'karani yisrael b'kasa shari Ephraim shadina kimavur li'el b'sivdalid. If you lay in the wrong avtar, if you're planning on laying Hashemayim Kisi, and you lay in the yisrael, the same rules apply. Just after you finish laying, wherever you will, you made a mistake. I'm on page 47 in the back. On the back of page 47, number 6. On the left side, number 6. I'll show you. You got it there. Page 47, number 6.
46, this is 47.
Page 47. Next shaila. Okay, this becomes a circus in some shuls. What do you do in this? Let's say, what do you do when Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday? So what are you laying? Machadish, Yoinasan. You're laying from Shmuel. Machadish. So what happens if Rosh Chodesh al Yom Rishon, Rosh Chodesh Ramola El, Shakar and Bepafta, Anias Sayara, Veloy Machadish. So that is a given. That Machadish is weak. It's a lightweight. It's not Machadish. You don't push away, Zayin Dinechemta for a Machadish. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Manish, okay, Rosh Chodesh Manish, so then Rosh Chodesh has Kedima over. But when it comes to Machadish, that you don't do it. I don't know if that's because you're shy, you have to be goyal. So we have to be goyal to different things. Could be that's a little bit different. But let's see. But b'chayim mishchal v'shchodesh v'yom rishon, shechas v'shchodesh v'yom after ani yisra, loy machodesh, im tov v'kar machodesh, kos amate Ephraim, sheyitochin, shegam zeyikra ani yasara. It's a serious mistake. And therefore you should stop in the middle and right away lane ani yasara. And if you finish the brachos, so then you should lane it without a bracha. Boloi brachos. Ach, yitochin, shegam yashblimena b'parashas kiseitze, kishakore roni akara. But let's say the whole Shabbos already passed. You really messed up big. And the whole Shabbos passed, you laid in Chodesh. The next week, what you should do is... What?
Shoftim in between these 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. Two weeks. So in 2 weeks, you lay in, kiseitze, kishakar, you ready our karak, then you do both. Okay, let's go number 7. When Rosh Chodesh is chal, Rosh Chodesh Elul is Shabbos, and you have a conflict, so the Ramah says what you should do is lay in Hashemayim Kisi, and then when you come in 2 weeks, Parshas Kiseitze, you lay in a double Aftarah. V'atam hadova shleikardim is Aftarah, ani asur b'Parshas Shoiftim, like you just mentioned. Why don't you lay in Parshas Shoiftim? Shalachadecha shabokar manochi minachemchem, kazmat Ephraim, shani asura einen ksuv b'novi stomach Aftarah. Elo, b'samach l'parashah, it's a different parak. It's far away. You have to be goylal. And whenever you have to be goylal on the spot, you're in a lot of trouble. So when it comes to parashas kiseitze, it's the second half of the page. Just keep on going. Don't stop. Just keep on going. Memeila, there's nothing to worry about. Avul b'samach l'parashah, nekar, nekar, b'sharash kiseitze, l'chay, m'amtin, b'sharash, so we wait until we do it next week, because next week it's going to be right next to each other. Now what about the rule of Rosh Chodesh Av? Mr. Mustam, what do we do here in this shul? On Rosh Chodesh
Av, we read from the Shivan and the Chen.
Gimel the Paranos, and you do not read. Like the Gra. Right. So you're quoting over here from, even though the Ramah says, the Ramah is very clear, Rama says that when Rosh Chodesh Av is on Shabbos, you should lain Hashemayim Kisi and forget about Shashimu, forget about it. The Gra says, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to lain from Shimu. And the Mishnah Berurah says, that appears to be the Ikar. Not like the Rama. Why? So what's the obvious, what's the $1 million question? The $64,000 question, why is Rosh Chodesh Av better than Rosh Chodesh Elul? The Gra is not coming to argue with Rosh Chodesh Elul. What is Rosh Chodesh Elul? So what do? We lay in Hashemayim Kisi. We forget about Zayin D'Nechemta. But when it comes to Gimel D'Peranusa, then the Gra says, no way, we're not going to give up Shimu, Gimel D'Peranusa for Hashemayim Kisi. So what's the difference? The difference is, Shema shekaren b'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Hashemayim Kisi hu mishum shavtar tzricha liyotz minyan kriyas hamaftir b'sefer ha-Torah v'gam sheyisparsein bo inyan kviyas ha-Chodesh, because it's all, there's another element to learning Hashemayim Kisi. You may get be known ulechein karen b'Rosh Chodesh av haftar ha-Shimu shebo maskir gam Rosh Chodesh kakosu b'chodsha yimtso una. It also makes mention of Rosh Chodesh, so you're getting in double. You really are getting in both when you lay in Shimu. When you lay in Shimu, you're having the Maila of, what's the reason why we lay in Hashemayim Kisi? It's Me'ein, the Inyan, the Rosh Chodesh, and it's also, it informs people. Rabbi said, don't forget, today is Rosh Chodesh. You should be aware that today is Rosh Chodesh. If you do not say Ya'alav Yavu and Shachris, repeat the Shachris. So you are informing the Tzibur of the day. You also are fulfilling that inyan when you lay in Shimu. Because in Shimu, there is a reference to Rosh Chodesh. It's similar to what we do on El. El, we lay in Hashemayim Kisi, because in Hashemayim Kisi, there also is a reference of Nechama. So basically, we're getting in both. Whenever you have a conflict, if one of the two Haftaros does have both, laying that Haftarah. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, what is the conflict? It's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Zayin D'Nechemta. The Haftarah of Hashemayim Kisi has both. There is a pasuk there that mentions Nechama, and also mentions Rosh Chodesh. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Av, we want, the conflict is Rosh Chodesh and Puranus. Laining Shimu from Yirmiya has both. It has Puranus, all about Puranus, but also has a veiled reference to Rosh Chodesh, where it says B'chodesh Yimtzu Una. You will find it on you there. The part, look what the pasuk there means, but there's a reference there to Rosh Chodesh as well. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Let's try to do at least one more. Just a little bit. Just another 2 minutes, and we'll take a break. Rosh Chodesh Chal Yoyis Becha B'Shabbos. New issue. What happens when Rosh Chodesh falls? I'm back on page 570. Back to page 570. Rosh Chodesh Chal Yoyis Becha B'Shabbos on Sunday. Maftil B'Shabbos Shalafana Vayyem Elo Yohannes and Mach Chodesh. We lain Machar Chodesh. And as we just mentioned before in the parentheses, Vayyem Elo Yohannes and Yasara, if Rosh Chodesh Elul is on Sunday, you don't lain on Parshas. You don't lay on Parshas Re'ei Anias Soyara. V'lo Yishimu Mishum Mochodesh. We don't push away for Shchodesh Aviz on Sunday. We don't push away Shimu. Let's see the Mishnah Berura Tess. V'lo Yishimu Kas Morgan Avram the Agav Shitva Hiskir Zois Pahagod Lo'olam Lo'ichor Shchodesh Shabbechmeres. It doesn't make sense. It's inaccurate. It never ever happens that Rosh Chodesh Av is on a Sunday. The Mela, so what does it mean here? He says that if Rosh Chodesh Av is on a Sunday, you lay in Shimu, we're not going to push away Shimu with Mochodesh. It can never happen. Why did it say it? He said it because it's part of the thought, the concept. a theoretical case. That's a very big chiddush. Now let's go further. The last line on the page. Okay, last line on the page. Let's say v'im rosh chodesh shnei yamim Shabbos v'yom rishayin. So what do you do? This is very common. 2 days rosh chodesh, Shabbos and rosh chodesh. So then you're going to learn Hashemayim Kisi, but you also say a few tzukim of yoinasan v'yom yoinasan mo chodesh. That's a different pasuk, a different sefer. That's sefer shul. So if you learn from a klaf, it'll never happen. But let's say you're learning from a chumash, so the chiluk ideas, if it's the proper thing to do, because the ikar is to learn. Well, not the ikar, but let's say the im rosh chodesh shneyam Shabbos yom tov maftidin Hashemayim Kisi, and then the mechaber, incredible what the mechaber says, v'mayhagim loymar achar kach pasuk rishon the pasuk achron me'aftaras va'yoyim lo yohanason lezich lezeich. No, that's a very great violation, because you're going from one Navi to another Navi. Hashemayim Kisi is in Yeshaya, the last parak of Yeshaya, and Moch HaChodesh is in Shmuel. Hagav Yeshayim Shein Lahafsik Ni Navi Lanavi Ve'in Oimim Rak Haftaras Rosh Chodesh Ve'chei Noi Hagim Aval Im Haftar B'yos Navi Shaisen Kein Ve'chein Im Hoye Chasun Abrosh Chodesh Ay Bishar Shabbos Shein Doichen Haftar. Okay, that we'll leave that Hagav for tomorrow. But let's read over here the Mishnah Berurah here Yud. Let's just do one more Mishnah Berurah and then we'll stop. Yud, go back to Yud. Maftino Hashemayim Kisi. The Sal Kedaitach the Yoyim Sheni the Rosh Chodesh Shu Iker. Now, what's a very big chiddush? We have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Saying a very important point. What's the Iker day Rosh Chodesh? The second day. That's the second. That's the first of the month. So you have a conflict. What should we do? Today is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. So on the one hand, we should learn Hashemayim Kisi. Today is Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, tomorrow is also Rosh Chodesh. So we should learn Vayem Elo Yehoinus and Mal Chodesh. And what's the Yikar? Between these two Haftaras that are competing with each other, which one should carry more weight? Moch HaChodesh. Because Moch HaChodesh is the real deal. It really is tomorrow, and today is not really where today is just an imposter. It's an imposter. It's not a really Rosh Chodesh today. So which one should we do? So he says over here, the Yom Sheni Rosh Chodesh Ikov Nifta B'Shabbes. I would think that we should the Yom Sheni Rosh Chodesh Ikov Nifta B'Shabbes Moch Chodesh. No, we don't do that. We only learn Yud Aleph. The only thing that we learn is we learn the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go up to the Haggadah. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll take a break now.